Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Brand new week full of new opportunities and blessings. Let's go out and get them. 6:07 in the morning. Got great news for you. You are commercial free all day today on 97.1 Amp Radio. Home commercial free Mondays. Good morning, Brian.
What's happening, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamra.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Or you can hit us up via text or call 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
All right, a little Monday motivation for you. Inspired by Camila Cabello. Mm. So I've been meaning to tell you guys about this, but I've been off the last two Mondays due to pregnancy situations and delivering our baby.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, whatevs, you know. But I definitely wanted to get this point across. So 2 weeks ago or so, Camila Cabello turned 22.
Mm-hmm.
And she did an Instagram post that I thought was awesome. She wrote, 22 things I learned while being 21. And I'm going to go through all 22 right now. You guys ready?
And that's the show.
Buckle in.
Exactly, right? That's the show today. No. The number one, she said, call your family more often than not, your parents, your siblings, those that you love. But number two is the one that I really want to focus on. It said, finally make that decision you've been putting off for a long time. It will make you a lot less anxious. And I think us millennials dealing with so much anxiety nowadays about everything in life, I think this is so true, man. There's some decisions that you know you need to make, whether it be ending that toxic relationship, whether it be a love interest or a friendship or business situation, whatever it may be, but you keep holding back for whatever reason, or that job that you go to every morning and you hate, mm-hmm. but you won't leave it out of fear that you may not have that job that you really want. Whatever it is, make this week that week where you really start making those decisions that are going to benefit you in the long run.
I always love when people do stuff like this, right? Like 22 things I learned at 21. You know what, Camila? I want to hear the one when you're 41. Because you're going to go back and look at these and be like, ooh, I thought I knew it all at 22. Yeah, and then you go back through them and like, I don't know.
But honestly, when I read it, because like she's like 10 years younger than me, you know, and like I read it and I was like, wow,
right?
She's so much wiser than me. Like I had that moment of it is. It's so if you haven't gone back and read it yet, it's on our Instagram. It's
right.
It's really inspiring.
Nah, for real. And obviously, she's successful. She's doing some good things. I don't know about the dude she's dating, but well, every other area that. Is great, right?
I mean, listen, you got to take it all the bad with the good. You can't get up there on your high horse telling us how to do everything, and then you look at your boyfriend and you're like, ugh.
Right. Chelsea used to be a big fan of her boyfriend. Even used to get her his emails on how to date and how to find the right man for you and so on and so forth.
Did you have his book?
Let's not exaggerate big fan, because I wouldn't say I was a big fan. I was interested in his book. When I was in Cuba on a trip, I like listened to the audiobook of it. And me and my friends.
You sound like a huge fan.
Okay, no. I thought it was interesting. Book. He had some good points, but then like I didn't even get through the whole thing because I got annoyed. And like then I started getting his emails, and they were just very like the things he said in them. I'm like, this is all like I kind of was falling into it for a little bit. And I'm like, this is all a trap.
Okay, fantastic.
So anyways, but I still don't approve.
So instead,
really.
You're just sticking to the stars and the universe telling you what's up.
Exactly.
Amen to that. All right, coming up next, we're going to get into our weekend recap. Hopefully, you had a great weekend. The weather was absolutely gorgeous here in SoCal. So I had a major fail going into the weekend that I needed to recoup from. I didn't forget my wife's birthday. I temporarily misplaced the information during a conversation that we were having. So I'll let you know how I try to come back from that situation. Also, Brian this weekend was straight up tweefing with an airline.
Uncomfortable
just, that
word.
Word.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
That.
Twitter
that's
beef.
Like, yeah.
Twitter beef. Tweefing.
Okay, but it sounds a little bit close.
Economizing.
We know what it sounds like.
And Chelsea had an awkward run-in with a love interest.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
I'm sure you've been in a situation like this where you didn't forget your significant other's birthday, but you kind of misplaced that information during a short period of time. Mm-hmm. It's a total different situation, you know? Mm-hmm. I ended up doing that Thursday with my wife who just gave birth to our daughter a week ago. Not the best time to potentially misplace information like your birthday, you know?
Also, it is relatively explainable.
Yeah.
You had a pretty chaotic week, both of you guys.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate you having my back.
A lot going on.
Lack of sleep, etc., right? So I had to make up for it this weekend in some way, shape, or form. In a conversation we're having on Thursday via text, we're discussing if her parents, who are staying with us right now, helping out, should go back this weekend or not. And I was suggesting, yes, they should go back home this weekend, take care of their businesses out there for the weekend, come back on Monday. She's like, I don't want them to go this weekend. I'm like, why not? She's like, because it's my birthday on Saturday, and I want them here. And that's when I realized I temporarily misplaced some important information.
You're like, yeah, I mean, sure, that's a thing. It's your birthday, fine.
You want your
but,
parents,
you know, whatever. It's not like I had anything planned, but whatever.
You want the woman that birthed you.
Parents,
So, listen, it's not that I forgot because I had already spoken to her about her birthday previous to
I love
that.
That you keep saying that. I didn't forget.
And
over
she had
over.
Told me she wanted some low key. She's not feeling 1,000%. Thank God both her and our new daughter, Alani, are very healthy and so on and so forth. But she's not feeling like she wants to rage or anything like that. Last year, I surprised her at El Fornaya restaurant in Irvine with my family, friends, and then I flew her parents down from the Bay Area, and they walked in with a mariachi singing Las Mañanitas, which is a happy birthday in Spanish, right? So it's a big kind of a bar, we say, last year, right? This year, her parents and our daughters and I walked into the bedroom without a mariachi and saying Las Mañanitas. That's better, right?
Different.
Chelsea,
but
it's even better, right?
You know, it's some character to it.
I mean, Ariella could have stepped it up a little bit. It was very heavy on the dad vocals.
Yeah, my 2-year-old daughter needs to step it up. But no, and then in the middle of the day, she took a nap with our daughters. And during that time, we redecorated the entire house with balloons everywhere, her favorite flowers, which are stargazers. And I'm allergic to flowers, so that was a big deal, you know? And then when she woke up, she was super happy. Family came over. We had cake. Everybody said something super special about her. And she ended up having a great time. And I got her some jewelry from her favorite jewelry store that is a certain type of color that women love. And it said Girl Power on it. Oh. And it had our daughter's names engraved in it.
What's a certain type of color?
Yeah, yeah. The box is a certain type of color.
Tiffany.
Oh, Tiffany's. Okay.
Yeah.
To say it.
Exactly.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm super confused right now. You lost me on.
You got her Tiffany's necklace.
Okay, gotcha.
That says
Roger Power. That. I feel like sometimes with guys you gotta like really explain it out.
Yeah. So, that's why I'm here.
I did all right, guys. I did all right. I hope I did all right. So we're good. We're in good terms. She's not divorcing me. We're good. Brian, what are you getting into? Because I want you to explain how you got into this tweeting war. With
can we not?
Delta.
Twitter fight.
Twitter beef with the airline.
Well, what happened was, is I got on the airplane on Friday. I was flying to Atlanta. Really don't have any plans. Then my girlfriend and I were going to do like a little pizza night with some friends. That got canceled because of this airplane delay. So what happens is we got on the airplane. Then the captain got on the intercom and was like, hey, the first pilot or the co-pilot seat is busted. We need an engineer to come over. Should take 10, 15 minutes. Big deal. Then an hour later, he's like, yeah, still waiting on that engineer to come on over.
Oh, man.
Then like 2 hours later, still waiting on that engineer, like 2.5, and we end up waiting 3.5 hours, right? 3.5 hours on the runway because Delta couldn't send an engineer over at LAX. At that point in time, 3.5 hours, they could have posted a new job for an engineer, interviewed him, hired him, sent him over.
Trained him,
that's
too.
That's insane. Yeah, right? So, and they're like, we're so sorry, like, everyone's missing their connecting flights, we're, you know, this is on us, it's a maintenance issue, it's super frustrating, so I started tweeting at him, like, live tweeting, like, because I found it ridiculous. You're waiting for an engineer to come over? Dude, come over. Like, I don't find somebody. Borrow
and
someone.
You may have had a couple of drinks beforehand.
Yeah. No, that's the problem. I did not.
No way. No.
Because I was
that's
running late. No, I was running late. I was running late. Their fault. Figure out your ish. I don't need to be. I could have been in the Delta Lounge, so I'm even more frustrated. They don't serve you on the ground. So I start tweeting at them, like, just chronicling what's happening. Like, yup, still waiting for this engineer to come over. But here's the problem. As soon as they replied back to me, I felt bad because it was like a real person on the other end of that Twitter, and they're like, we sincerely apologize for, like, from the bottom of our heart, we apologize for you know, inconveniencing your day. And I was like, no, you gotta stay robotic. You can't have a personality.
You can't say you have a heart.
No,
airline.
Like, the person's name was like AJC, and I was like, I'm so stop being human. You're making me feel bad. And they're like, we're sorry.
That's good. I'm glad you made a new friend while waiting there for 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours. It took me 7.5 hours to get from LAX to Atlanta. We could have flown to Columbia.
97.1.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Hope you had a great St. Patty's weekend. Chelsea was about to confess what went down during her weekend. She had an awkward encounter with a love interest. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of these, Chelsea.
Yeah, well, you know, this is the single life. Yeah. It's a good time.
She's like, I'm interested in him, and this guy, and that guy.
I think that's what he was talking about. Not the awkward part, the love interest part.
It's like, anywhere you go, you're like, oh my gosh, guess what, guys? I had an awkward encounter with a love interest. What'd you do? Just walked outside my door.
Just went to Erewhon for some juices.
You know, you gotta keep your options open.
Get it,
you're on
girl.
The lookout. So basically, my friend was teaching this yoga class in Venice yesterday, and so I drove out there. It was early in the morning. We get to this class, and it's super packed, you know. So I lay my mat down in like the middle of the room, and like 2 minutes before the class starts, this like I like hear the door open again, and this like guy tiptoes in, and I like immediately look at him. I'm like, that guy looks so familiar, but I have no idea how I know him. And as I'm thinking this in my head,
then he took his shirt off. She's like, oh, I remember him.
Damn, look at those abs.
As I'm thinking this, he like comes right up to me, and he's like, hey, do you mind if I like do you mind scooting over a little bit so I can put my mat down next to yours and squeeze in here? And I was like, yeah, sure. Still kind of racking my brain, like, how do I know him? He lays his mat down. We're so close to each other that like when we're laying in Shavasana, which is like when you're laying flat on your back, our like pinkies are grazing. You know, it's like this awkward, like, wow,
what is that position?
Shavasana. It's where you're laying flat on your back.
Yeah, you just lay there.
It reminds me of like an Argentinian meat joint. Churrasco.
Okay.
That's what I thought of, churrasco.
All right. Well, anyways.
Just letting you know what's in my mind.
Okay, cool. So we're laying there. Like I said, our pinkies are grazing. We're so close. And I'm like racking my brain. And probably like 2 minutes into the class starting, it hits me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we've totally matched in a dating app.
Oh,
like recently.
Have you ever talked though? You just matched.
No, we just matched.
That's it, Brian.
So in my head, I can tell too that he like recognizes me. So like the whole class, we're having this like moment where we keep like looking at each other and like laughing, and like they were so close that like at one point like my booty's in his face, vice versa, because we're like, you're bending over, and then like my equilibrium was off that day. I was like, I kept like falling onto his mat. It was this whole like awkward, just like awkward
Chelsea.
Moment.
Sure, kept kind of falling into his mat, guys.
Uh-huh. Yoga with a hangover. My equilibrium is off.
Well, you know.
That's what that translates to.
You know it well. So at the end of the class, we're sitting there, and I'm just like in my head, like, do I say something? I feel like I need to like address this. Like, it's clear that we kind of both know. And we're sitting there, and class ends, and he turns to me. He's like, hey, I'm so-and-so. And he like introduces himself. And I was like, hi. And I'm like about to say, oh, we've matched before?
Yeah.
I think. I wasn't sure if I was
it's
going
kind of
to, but I was
way.
Like,
yeah.
do I?
Yeah.
But I was like, I thought I was going to. At that same moment, my friend walks up, who's teaching the class, and she's like, hey, guys. And like, it's apparent that they know each other.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, how do you guys know each other? And she's like, oh, funny story, actually. We matched in a dating app.
Yo.
And he like turns bright red, and he's like, Andy. And I'm like, wait, what? Okay. And she's like,
Chelsea's like, wait, hold on, who matched first?
I know.
Did you swipe right up or what?
And she's like, yeah, we never like went out, but like then we actually ended up meeting up at a dinner party through a mutual friend, so we've become friends because of that. So it was just like a funny moment of like, wow, this dating world is very small.
Seems like that's how your friend gets guys to come to yoga.
Well, Chelsea, are you gonna follow up with this guy whatsoever?
Well, it was funny. He said, he was like, oh, you guys should come over. I guess he's like a chef. Like a really...
Churrasco! Churrasco! See, I knew some way he was connected.
He's
Churrasco.
Like, he said, he's like, you guys should come over to my place either this week or next week for dinner.
We're down.
And then, yeah. Well, you guys aren't invited. But.
Oh, wow!
I ain't trying to go eat yoga snacks with him. Get out of here.
The Chelsea Report.
Captain Marvel dominated the box office for a second weekend in a row.
Get it.
This weekend, it topped with $69 million in the U.S. and $120 million worldwide, bringing it to a total of $760 million so far.
Damn, that's made a bit of a profit there.
Yeah, I guess in its second week out, it's already exceeded the lifetime dollar amount made by other superhero films, including The Amazing Spider-Man and Justice League.
Get it. I don't even know what other movie's out. Besides that,
yeah.
Like, did anybody else even try? Like, you know what? Let's just hold on. I'm putting out any movies right now.
I think the crazy part is that, like, that with Black Panther, with Wonder Woman, you're seeing, like, this escalation. in the box office numbers for these movies in comparison to other movies. You know what I mean? Like, years ago, not as many people were going to these Avengers movies. It seems like it's become like this really popular trend to start jumping on board with all these comic book sagas.
Well, if you think about it, that's the only way I feel like movies are really selling out in the theaters anymore if it's a superhero movie. You don't see like rom-coms selling out anymore, any other type of movies in recent history, you know?
Yeah.
Or recent months, I should say, or years.
Lady Gaga crashed a jazz night at a bar in Hollywood over the weekend. She basically hopped up on stage and she sang a couple Frank Sinatra songs.
Get it. Yeah. Definitely in the St. Patty's weekend festivity right there. And the vibe, right?
I always like it when somebody tries to do that and then they won't let them. There was a venue that just happened like a year ago. I can't remember who it was, but some famous singer was at a bar and wanted to jump up and do some songs.
Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, wanted to do some songs. And the guy, like, his name was like Harold, who like plays piano, was like, no thanks.
I'm good. Just the way I am.
Sorry.
I got this. I've been booked here for 5 years straight. I got this.
This is my Saturday night.
Gaga, it's cute in the video. She's all dressed up. And when she got up on stage before she started performing, she said, "Sorry for ruining your party, everyone." It's like, Gaga, you don't need to be humble. Yeah, come on. Last week, she also shut down pregnancy rumors.
What?
There were pregnancy rumors around her. But she basically tweeted out saying, "I don't know why you guys think I'm pregnant. I am pregnant with my 6th studio album. Aww. New music coming soon." So she's not pregnant, but we will get new music from Gaga.
It's kind of like the cycle, right? Like for female stars, it's kind of unfortunate, but they like do something big.
Yeah.
Then they have like maybe a breakup. Then it's like the next time they get seen in public, they're like, "She's pregnant." Yeah. They're like, "Actually, I'm just feeling a little bloated right now." Just
yeah. Because usually after you big, you know, you win big,
celebration.
You go celebrate.
Yeah,
and eat.
Of course. Soulja Boy was arrested.
Drake.
Yep, it happened on Friday. Apparently, he violated his probation. He's been on probation since 2014, where he was convicted for carrying a loaded firearm in public. And law enforcement recently just searched his Los Angeles home on a warrant. It was just last month, actually, following claims he was holding a woman against her will. Whoa. Inside his garage. I reported on this. Very strange.
Weird
story. Yeah. I still
don't know
what happened. But I guess when police searched his garage, they found ammunition, which is a clear violation of his probation, which is why he was arrested. After he got out, he, of course, posted a rant video, and here it is.
I had a beast come back in 2018, bro. Try to lock me up. Try to hate on me, bro. No jury, no chain. They took all my jewelry. They took all my jewelry. They took all my chains. Nothing. I just got out of jail right now. Beat Draco. I'm out of jail. Great.
I love it so much. That was funny because that I reported on this over at Billboard when it like broke, and I was like, there, because he was supposed to play the Clippers game that night. I'm like, there's no way
he's gonna perform
at the Clippers game tonight, but he did.
He ended up getting out,
performing. He posted a video of himself backstage, like getting ready, drinking, and I love that he looks into the camera at one point and he goes, "I'm not gonna be taken down like Ja Rule. I'm not going out." I was like, oh my gosh.
I mean, you better, you know, I wouldn't put that out in the universe. Just go perform. That probation thing is a tricky thing for like artists to navigate. Like that's what we were talking about. Offset, you know, he's got legal troubles in Atlanta.
Right.
They're gonna put him or 21 Savage, because those things, like, you can't have firearms, you can't have ammunition, you can't have all these things, you can't be around a lot of those things, and if you are, you're the one violating your probation, you go right back to jail. So
so sad, man. Can't have fun with your life.
Can't walk around
like that.
No jewelry, no chains.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm sure if you scroll through your Instagram feed, Facebook feed, whatever it is, you've seen somebody posing in the middle of some beautiful poppy flowers that are like bright golden orange. And they're just like, "Oh, hey, hang out. It's so amazing."
I like that voice you did.
Yeah, that's exactly like the voice
Instagram
you made.
Instagram influencer voice.
Basic Instagram picture.
Yeah.
So, give me all the likes.
thanks to your friends, Lake Elsinore has now shut down the hills where all these flowers are at.
What?
Because they have had so much traffic, guys. Thousands upon thousands of people rolling out down the 15 freeway, which they have great outlets out there as well. But people were rolling out there and taking pictures up in these flowers, trampling over the flowers, parking just wherever they can find space. Lake Elsinore officials said, all right, that's enough. So they're not closing down that site.
It's disappointing.
If you have a picture, then congratulations. How do you feel this morning?
I'm bummed because I was planning on going this week.
Too late, Chels.
Well,
you had a friend of yours go to the high desert to check out some flowers. And all of this because of all the amount of rain we've gotten this year.
Yeah, she went and she did, like, she's a photographer too. But she, her and her roommate went and they each, because I was looking at the picture, I thought they were just going to go take a picture. No, they had like outfit changes and stuff. Like full on. I was like, geez, what'd you change?
If you're going to drive your ass to Palmdale, you better bring outfit changes. Yeah. That's not like, I mean, that is like a hell of a drive. I think it's sad, man, that everybody, because nobody really cares about the nature. They just want the picture. You know what I mean?
They want the lights.
It is. It's sad. Like when you go to Yellowstone Park or one of those parks and you just see people, like, well, one, putting themselves in dangerous positions to get some weird selfie in front of a geyser, but two, like, people just stomping on top of things that take, you know, tens of thousands of years to evolve and stealing rocks and stuff. It's like, that's why we can't have nice things. Yeah, you idiots go and you tramp all the flowers.
Mm-hmm. I just texted my niece, Yasmin. She's 26 and she went with her boyfriend yesterday. And I'm like, hey, you guys shut it down. Congrats. That's her wake up.
Did she get her picture?
She got plenty of pictures.
Oh, good.
Absolutely.
That's funny.
Chelsea, you said your friends also this weekend, they're out in Dana Point. There's some cool things to see out there now that the flowers are shut down.
Yeah, there's it's called the Festival of the Whales. I actually, I think I'm going to try to go this weekend, but it's basically like all the whales are migrating. And so you can see them. There's like hundreds of whales and they're super close. I think you like seeing, it's in, at Dana Point. I think you see it on a pier, even from the shore. You can see these obviously massive whales migrating and they're kind of, in schools of hundreds of whales. So it seems pretty cool. She said it was amazing.
You're a social media influencer, Chelsea. How's that going to rate in likes versus the poppy flowers?
I mean,
whales versus flowers.
Animals?
You better have a telephoto lens.
Animals
because it's
do
not.
Better.
These whales aren't like. They're, you'll see them, but they are not like whales. Don't pose
don't,
for
don't
you.
Rain don't on my parade.
I'm not.
Come
but
on.
I'm just telling you, you're not gonna. It's like you see the whales and you're like, oh my god, that's so cool. But then it's not like on cue they'll do something like cool. They just you just see them swimming around. You're like, that's awesome. Whatever. The flowers are a far better Instagram.
Well, what are you gonna do? You know.
Do not try to ride the whales for extra likes, please. All right, right about now, hooking you up with four passes to go to Snow Valley Mountain Resort. Amazing season for snowboarding, skiing, sledding, whatever you want to do. All right, hit us up, call 9, you win at 877-971-HITS.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Ready to amp up Susanna's day from Sherman Oaks. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're calling 9, you won 4 tickets to go to Snow Valley Mountain Resort.
Yes, thank you guys. Thank you. Thank you. I love you guys. I listen to you every morning. You guys are great.
Thank you, Susanna. What did you end up getting into the St. Paddy's weekend?
I have 2 little ones, so I couldn't go. It's too wild.
Yeah, kids don't really have any chill for letting you just party. Like, guys, I'm going to get a little turnt on Sunday. Can you all just manage to just, you know, stare at your tablets for the next 5 hours?
You're like, just stay in your room with the tablets and you're good.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Listen, if you've ever been catfished before, it sucks, man. You feel like an idiot. You're like, really? I really, you're like, you don't want to tell anybody about it and so on and so forth. But before we get into the dammy dumb story of the day today.
Dammy dumb.
That has to do with catfishing. DJ Majestic, our very own DJ Majestic, you got catfished recently, bro, as a grown-ass man.
As a grown-ass man,
not
yes.
Not recently, because he has a girlfriend. Yeah, so let's not.
I mean, about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And at what point did you figure out it was a fake girl?
When I found the actual account of the picture she was putting up, which was some like famous model in the Philippines that I haven't known about before, and I saw the pictures and the followers on that account were like up to 1 million, I was like, hold up.
Whoa.
This account only has like a couple hundred.
Maybe this is her secret account.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's the thing. Like,
I got in.
With catfishing, it's like you see the photo and then you feel like more of an idiot because you're like, oh yeah, this professional model, this smoke show was hitting me up, just DMing me on Twitter. That makes a hell of a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But you want it to be true because it looks awesome.
Now, so there's online catfishing, right? And then there's like in-person catfishing where people use other things to catfish you. For instance, our social media guru, Tamara, recently got catfished by a guy who was using his Tesla to cover up the fact that he's cheap as hell.
Yeah.
Potentially broke.
Yeah.
What happened with you? You were like, oh, this dude has a Tesla. I'm good.
I was like,
you're going
out.
He's bowling.
Give some free dinners.
Whoa. Is this his fault or yours? He can't help the fact that you saw a Tesla and your eyes lit up, right? Like, come on.
Right, Brian?
No, but...
You gotta make that payment, yo. So what happened? How'd you find out he was cheap?
Well, we went on a date and the bill comes and, you know, every girl, you know, should be, you know, they should get... have their man pay for them.
That's a different topic. We'll get into that some other day.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So progressive.
The bill comes. I get up and I walk to the bathroom. I'm like, oh, I need to
walk.
Nice move. That's the move.
I need to go wash my hands and thinking by the time I come back, the bill will be gone.
And then it's like, thank you.
You shouldn't have. You know?
This is enraging. I can't right now.
And then so I get back to the table and the bill's still there and he's like, oh, so you want to split it?
Oh, I can't.
So he asked you to split it, but not only the dinner, what else did he ask you to split?
Then we get to the parking structure and he was like, oh, I was like, the parking shouldn't be that much. The parking was $4 and he said, we should split it. Oh.
I can't. I'm sorry, if you drive a Tesla, there's a certain level of you gotta meet that level.
You would think.
You pay for dinner. Right? And wait, you said the dinner was like $50 too.
Yeah, it was like $50.
This sounds like a radio segment in 1981.
No! That's not true, because it's like a gentlemanly thing.
Yeah!
We'll get to that topic some other time, but this is leading up to the dammy dumb story of the day for this catfishing story right here, Brian. Take it away. I know you're enraged by everything you just said.
No, I mean, they're nervous on people to expect you're gonna pay for your own food. All right, here we go.
Oh, God. This,
eye roll.
I heard it. You don't need to tell me you were older. I heard it. All right. So this story went viral. It's a woman in the UK. She put up a picture of herself with makeup and herself without makeup. She's got a little bit of acne, but not a ton.
Right.
And she said that her boyfriend, ex-boyfriend now, dumped her and said that she was catfishing people by wearing makeup.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he dumped.
Like, she was tricking him and other people into thinking she's prettier than she is because she wears makeup, which also, dummy, that's what makeup is for regardless. Nobody contours who doesn't have to. Just put it that way. So, but what she said is, like, when she started arguing with him about it, and she put this on Reddit and it went viral. She then deleted it because things go viral and then it's out of your control. But she said that he stayed over one night, and then the next morning she wasn't wearing makeup, and he was, like, super confused. Like,
are you?
Exactly. Like, he took off, like, camouflage in the military and, like, all of a sudden showed herself. And he didn't say anything at first, but just looked super uncomfortable and then left and texted her, "You've been catfishing me with your makeup." The moral of the story is you're an idiot.
Yeah, absolutely. This is for you, homie.
Damn, he dumb.
The Chelsea Report.
So Sam Smith has made a big confession. He recently did an interview about body image where he basically admits that he got liposuction when he was super, super young.
I had liposuction. I was 12 years old. Mm. Day operation. Wow. And that was a big thing. At the time, I think I was very happy about it. It didn't really change anything. I think I put the weight back on in like 2 weeks because I hadn't figured out my relationship with food.
Wow, 12?
Wow. Like, how is that even possible or legal? It's clearly legal if you did it.
I guess your parent, obviously you're not 18, so your parents have to be on board with it. But yeah.
Like an insanely bad message you're sending to your 12-year-old. Like, that's not how you lose weight as a child. Like you said, you have to have that relationship with food and exercise.
It's a really interesting interview. You should definitely go watch it if you have some time. But basically, he talks about how, you know, it's something he struggled with his whole life, his body image. And he says that, you know, the reason why he's speaking out is because he hasn't heard many men speak out about struggling with body image. In the interview, he also opens up about gender identity, basically saying that even at one point in his life, he considered a sex change.
Wow.
I've always had a bit of a war within my body and my mind about how...
You define yourself.
Yes, because I do think like a woman sometimes in my head. And I've sometimes sat there and questioned, do I want a sex change? But I don't think it is. When I saw the word non-binary genderqueer and I read into it and I heard these people speaking, I was like, that is me.
Yeah, so super. It's a really great interview. You guys should. He's definitely opens up and is so vulnerable, which is always. It's just inspiring.
No, absolutely. I think anytime any of our big celebrities open up about these things, it opens up the door for people that are listening to say, "Hey, I'm not the only one that maybe is feeling this way. I'm not alone, and I can go down this journey and figure it out."
Yeah, like that non-binary, gender fluid. You know, he's understanding that. Oh, I don't have to think exactly like a man, or I feel weird for thinking like a woman. You can just kind of have a fluid spectrum of perspective.
correct.
Or be put in a box, right? And mm-hmm. be forced to act or behave a certain way.
Definitely. Okay, so I thought this was super adorable. Northwest, Kim and Kanye's daughter. Yeah. She may have a future in the industry. She's got dance moves, is basically what she proves. So Kim posted this video of the family's Sunday service. They've been doing this thing where they basically do a church service. It's kind of like, it looks like it's outside in the middle of nowhere.
In the hills, yeah.
Yeah, and they have like a jam session. And it's super cute. So basically you see like everyone's jamming out and you see North standing to the side. She has a microphone in hand. And at one point, like, Kanye comes over to her, leans down, and he basically says, sings to her his famous poopity scoop verse. And she like breaks out in a dance. It's super cute. Here's kind of like the, you can sort of hear him saying the poopity scoop line and hear the music in the background. It's so cute. Dude, way, I want to go.
That choir is absolutely phenomenal and amazing. They post it every Sunday, yeah. And that choir is nuts. So good. Yeah, yeah.
We'll post that video of North dancing on our Instagram, 97.1 Amp Radio. But also, it's pretty cool. The beginning of the service, the morning prayer, DMX was there.
Rapper and DMX.
Yeah. Does he bark?
Listen.
I am blessed and highly favored by you. I am the object of your affection. Your favor surrounds me as a shield, and the first thing that people come in contact with is my favorite shield. Thank you that I have favor with you and man today. Doors that were once closed are now open for me. I receive reference and treatment. I have special privileges. I am God's favored child.
It's so good.
Come on.
Wait, dude, that is so awesome. DMX can pray for days like that.
Come on.
Dude, that is like my next goal is to get invited to one of those services.
Hit him up, Jesus. Come on.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
As you're still kind of piecing together your St. Paddy's weekend by looking at your friends' Instagram stories, looking at the texts and the phone calls you made to your ex. Yeah, you made them.
Whoops.
Hopefully this will make you feel a little better about your weekend. It's our Tipsy Talk interview where our street teamer Joel interviews real people, real drunk, saying ridiculous things. But as of late, he's been a lot more drunk than the people he's interviewing.
Well, he's drunk when there's not a St. Patrick's Day celebration going on, right?
No, like,
I was worried for his personal safety this weekend because you put him in a situation where everybody's getting really drunk and he's trying to, you know, match that energy and also somehow try to cope semi-coherently get an interview, and I was worried for him.
Right, so here's his attempt at an interview. See how he did. Joel.
What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, I'm Daphne from L.A.
That's when you know you're just drunk or high. They just laughed at like where she's from.
Nothing.
Yes.
It's just LA. Listen.
From LA.
That high pitched laugh of his.
Sounds like
what
someone tickled
that?
Him.
Yeah.
Tickled like in the middle of a sentence.
Tickle me, Joe.
I don't know why, but Daphne bought me and her homies a drink. She bought like about like 12 homies a drink right now. Like a shot, shot, shot.
Yeah, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do for the homies.
It's almost springtime in SoCal. Just for a spring fling, would you hook up with your ex? Why or why not?
No, because that. It's not cuddle season. Cuddle season's winter, so it's over.
If you were to leave a Yelp review for your ex, what comment would you leave and how many stars would he have?
Oh. How many stars?
I wonder if in the moment, like I love to get in their mind in the moment and how profound do they think this interview is, right?
This conversation,
like, in his mind, he's like, and how many, what comment would you give him? How many stars? And he's like,
and in real life, it sounds like this.
Stars would he have?
I also like envision him talking really too close to her, like to his face, and I hear him spitting. You know what I mean?
Gosh,
like you just
Charles.
Hear that happening.
Can you wear a raincoat over their face?
Yeah.
If zero stars was a thing, then zero stars, and what I would write on it is like really bad service. Bad service, poor hygiene, ooh, and small
okay.
What was your most epic spring break fail?
My friends and I went to Palm Springs. We rented a house, and my friend fell off the roof.
Wow.
What the hell?
That's a fail.
And he got a big-ass bruise in the morning, but, I mean, everyone's alive, so it's cool.
What's your favorite animal in the whole wide world?
There's so many animals. Turtles. So don't use plastic straws. Save the turtles.
What?
If you were the turtle, what would your mating call sound like?
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
That's exactly what turtles sound like, right? When they're walking slow, what they're singing and thinking.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how she 100% found like a legitimate, because you're not like plastic straws can get like wedged in sea turtles' noses. They're very bad, so people are encouraging you to use like biodegradable paper straws and things. But where the hell did she dig that out all of a sudden, right?
Smart dog.
Like she's just, they're so drunk, and all of a sudden she's like, but do not use plastic straws, everybody, because of the turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
Should people be single for a St. Patrick's Day, or should they be like everywhere, like I am right now?
Just do you. Like, you could be single, you could be taken, you could around. Go to an Irish bar, drink some Jameson. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
You're drunk.
Yeah,
she's drunk.
What?
Yeah. No,
Joelle's like, you're drunk. Just FYI. What are you, bro?
Yeah.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Welcome to Uber Lyft Confessionals. What craziness went down in your car this St. Patty's weekend?
So I had a girl who got in the car with a couple of her friends, and she was like, hey, can you pop the trunk open? Because I need to put my big purse in there. So I popped it open. I didn't think anything of it. And then we're driving along, and I hear like a thump, thump, like going over the road. And I'm like, what's going on, right? I'm like, what? So I pull over, and before I even get out, this girl, who is hammered off her face, was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Two of my friends are back there. I said, what?
Two of her friends were in the trunk?
Yes. So she didn't pop her purse in there. She popped two of her friends in my trunk.
That's not safe.
Wow. I mean, you know, there's nothing worse than you order one Uber, uh-huh, and you have four friends, but you need to move six people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, she wanted to save some money. Didn't want to get Uber XL.
That's right.
Got it.
Yeah. So I pop open the trunk, and sure enough, one of them vomited all over my trunk. That's why I don't want ever drive on St. Patrick's Day ever again.
You learned your lesson, Tabitha. Yeah.
Oh, did I?
On like drinking holidays, like New Year's Eve, St. Patrick's Day, Cinco de Mayo, rideshare drivers, Uber, Lyft need like hazard pay. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You should get extra bonuses that the company knows they need you out on the road, and they're just like, hey, here's another $20 a person.
And then whatever mayor of the city you drive in should give you a medal the next day for like having to put up with that.
And keeping the streets safe.
Yeah, amen to that, dude. Definitely a medal for you, Tabitha.
Thanks, guys.
Tabitha, thanks for calling in. Appreciate you being a soldier out there.
Bye.
That is wild right there, bro.
We got some good texts from the 213. I had someone throw up out the window of my car. Oof. Then that's they the worst, still dude. Wanted me to take them to the club.
I feel better now.
No.
I'd definitely go to the club.
What a champ.
You got to respect that ability to rally. From the 714, I had to drive a group of girls to a club, and they listened to Spice Girls over and over again in my car stereo. I wanted to off myself. I hate basic bees.
Wow.
And then this last one's from my brother, Patrick, actually. He drove Uber this weekend, and he hit me up, and he goes, I picked up an Uber pool on Saturday night, and the two people didn't know each other, started making out in the back of my car, and then went home together. That is some strong game.
Wow.
Uber pool hookup.
Interesting.
Chelsea's like, there should be an app for that.
I know, right?
like Tinder rides?
Just meet me in the backseat of an Uber. That's it.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
One of the most dreaded questions that you could ever get here in Southern California is someone asking you to pick them up from LAX. Especially during rush hour, which is every hour.
So true.
I mean, there's never a good time to go to LAX.
You're like, really, Mom? You really want me to go? Take it to LAX? It's not like you gave birth to me. Are you serious?
Well, the worst one is not when they straight up ask you to pick them up at the airport. It's when they do this where they trick you into saying you don't have plans.
Oh,
you ever someone do that?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yo, dude, what are you doing on Thursday? And you're like, oh, damn, you want to hang out or something? I'm free. No. I need you to pick me up at LAX. You're like, no, come on. It's now I told you I don't have anything to do.
It's absolute worst, but I got some good news for you right here. So LAX is about to break ground, guys, on its automated people mover that will connect you from terminal to terminal. What a concept. Wow, this is amazing. And even they're going to make a new rental car center, and this is also going to connect you to that because that's a mission, trying to hop on one of those buses and cross the lanes. You're like risking your life, bro.
It's a disaster.
It's like crossing the 5 in San Diego or something. But most importantly, the system is expected to connect with the Metro Green and Crenshaw LAX light rail train lines. Obviously reducing congestion and giving you more options to get to and from LAX. Chelsea, you were just talking about how it was a mission to try to think of, like, who to pick you up before Uber and Lyft and all that. Like, you literally had to go to dating apps.
I feel like
swipe right on somebody and they're like, you want to meet? You're like, yeah, meet me at LAX real quick.
I feel like I remember the feeling of landing and like having that realization of like, maybe I don't have any real friends. Like, who's going to come pick me up? You know, because you, and then you felt guilty asking people. And then when you had to try to get a taxi, and it was always just a mission.
I was at LAX last night and like, it is a zoo. I called a Lyft and the dude called me when I was getting off the airplane. He goes, hey man, I know it says 16 minutes to come pick you up, and that's not even close. It's going to be like 45 to 50 minutes to get into the airport.
Wow.
No one's catching their flights when that happens. And this guy goes, hey, man, just walk down to the end of Terminal 1. I'm just going to duck in. You can jump in the car and dip right out. I'm not going to go through like the entrance thing, which they're not supposed to do. But here's the thing. I got back at 9 o'clock last night. I'm not trying to sit at the airport till 10 to wait for a poor guy to come into the airport, and it's his life too. So for me, it's like, get everyone off the grounds. Like, train, take us all to a remote lot somewhere else because no one's catching their flights.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to find out who my real friends are in the studio right now. If you'd be willing to give my wife, my toddler, Ariela, and newborn baby a ride to LAX.
I think I've done that several times for you already, Edgar.
Bro, not in Chino Hills, though.
That's true. That's different. I'm a true friend.
That's what I used to live in downtown LA, bro.
Much easier.
DJ Majestic. The real one right there. You will have to have some patience, though. This automated people mover isn't going to be ready till 2023.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
I really hope if you have tons of LeBron James Laker gear, I hope you left the tags on.
Or start selling it now.
Because you could be returning them. His homeboy leaving LA. Brian's got more details on this, man.
Granted, it hasn't been quite the marriage and the perfect season that we all wanted when LeBron comes to Los Angeles. We're expecting, maybe not, you know, an NBA title, but we're expecting the playoffs. They're 10 games out of the playoffs right now behind the Clippers, actually, who are in the 8th spot.
Granted, there was a lot of injuries that went down this year.
Well, his. Lonzo Ball's hurt too, but his injury was the one that really hurt. So, rumors kind of surfaced last week a little bit that, you know, people were speculating, hey, why don't you trade LeBron? Like, what happened in the middle of this season with that Anthony Davis from the Pelicans, they kind of tried to force this whole situation where we have the same, LeBron and Anthony have the same agent, and they try to force this whole trade thing. The Pelicans were like, hell no, and then basically what you have is a bunch of young players who now look at LeBron like, you're a jerk, man. You tried to trade all of us. You tried to get rid of us.
And then all of a sudden, the locker room and the vibe. You can imagine that vibe in the locker room after finding out that almost like all of you got traded.
Well, it's like
but it didn't work out.
It's like someone files for a divorce and then they're like, just kidding.
It didn't work out with my side chick. She doesn't want to be with me anymore.
They won't accept it. So over the weekend, Jeannie Buss, actually, the GM for the Lakers and the owner, kind of confirmed that she was so mad at LeBron's agent, Rich Paul, for just blowing up this whole season. Mm. Basically just blew it up. The chemistry's bad. They're not playing well together anymore. She was so mad at Rich Paul, she almost decided to trade LeBron midseason. He doesn't have a no-trade clause. And at this point, anyone would take him. But the question, I guess, for Lakers fans is, do you think that we can pull it out of this? Because LeBron, and this is crazy, he's having his worst season in 16 seasons. He's averaging 27 points a game, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists. So which down here amazing. For this guy, it's which is amazing.
Do you think he doesn't want to be there? Like, do you think his attitude, like,
no, he loves it. I just think there's, so? There's a lot more distractions when you're living in LA.
Sure, and I think what happened is LeBron finally he finally wasn't able to get exactly what he wanted.
Hmm.
So what he wanted was to come to LA. He wants to build a super team to go at the Golden State Warriors, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, but they need another superstar. The Lakers have a ton of young players, but not ready. They're not there yet. Mm-hmm. Anthony Davis is a once-in-a-lifetime as well player. He's a 7-footer who can dribble and shoot, and he's not happy in New Orleans, right? Mm-hmm. So what happened was LeBron thought he could just kind of muscle the whole situation and get Anthony Davis over to the Lakers.
Right.
When that didn't happen and his injury, I think he kind of packed it up for the season in his head a little bit now. Because they just lost by one point to the Knicks. The Knicks are the worst team in the NBA.
Yeah, you can tell there's separation in the team. LeBron hanging out on the far side of the bench while everybody else is huddled up, just not wanting to be a part of anything. It's wild. But hey, at least that 2 Chainz album's nice. He helped out with that 2 Chainz album, so thank you, LeBron.
He's a great A&R. Yeah. But so far right now, he's not being the GM that he thinks he is for the Lakers. So,
DJ Majestic, I know you're a huge LeBron fan.
Yeah.
Did you leave your tag on or off your jersey that your girl bought you?
The tags are still on. By chance, though, because I didn't go to a Lakers game. But I'll probably just leave it on for a little bit, see what happens.
Let's be serious. LeBron ain't going anywhere. The Lakers aren't trading him. Jeannie Buss was just pissed. And I think, you know what? She did kind of rattle him, like, stop meddling with other teams. We will get you players in the offseason. Mm-hmm. You know what you should do? Focus on the young guys you got and try to coach them up.
There's a concept.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Thanks for giving us another day to do what we love. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Dopest Moment Award going out to Tabitha from Hollywood. She's an Uber driver, and along with her, all the Uber Lyft drivers this weekend that transported drunk folk for St. Patty's weekend. You deserve the Dopest Moment Award.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations.
This is what happened to her when she was picking some folk up.
Like, people are still hurting, like, right now.
Oh, yeah.
St. Patty's Day is on a Sunday this year, which means that it's a disaster from Friday to Monday morning.
I also saw a lot of green beer on my Instagram, so I'm like, I'm sure there's some Uber drivers with green throw-up in their back. Like, that state is not going away.
A lot of people today in, like, important meetings at work with green tongues.
Oh.
All right, let's hear what happened to Tabitha.
I had a girl who got in the car with a couple of her friends, and she was like, hey, can you pop the trunk open? Because I need to put my big purse in there. So I popped it open. I didn't think anything of it. And then we're driving along, and I hear like a thump, thump, like going over the road. And I'm like, what's going on, right? So I pull over, and before I even get out, this girl, who is hammered off her face, was like, oh, I'm so sorry. 2 of my friends are back there. I said, what?
2 of her friends were in the trunk?
Yes. She didn't pop her purse in there. She popped 2 of her friends in my trunk.
That's not safe.
Wow. I mean, nothing worse than you order 1 Uber and you have 4 friends, but you need to move 6 people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Work it out. She wanted to save some money. Didn't want to get Uber XL.
Yeah.
There you go. Poor Tabitha right there, having to deal with, like, literally transporting bodies in her trunk. Like a coyote just crossing the border.
So wildly dangerous, but also, like, makes so much sense as a drunk person with logic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever, man. Just get, they do the movies all the time. I'm only going 6 blocks.
We can't all fit in this Camry. Wait. It has a trunk.
Get in there. Heady play.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.